And now it's time to talk to Annette. We talk nutrition and metabolic stimulation. Wow, that sounds complicated. Annette, good morning.
Good morning, Wayne.
And how do we stimulate our metabolism? Because that's all got to do with how fast our body processes energy and everything, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, yeah, for sure. So, you know, if people want to lose weight, they always ask, but is there ways to increase my metabolic rate? And I think there's also a lot of rumors out there of what's got the ability to really increase your metabolic rate. Mm-hmm. And then I think you have to ask yourself the question, is it really true?
Right.
Or does it really have the effect that everybody says it's got? So I thought, let's just look into some of the foods that we can consume that can slightly increase your metabolic rate. So if we look at what is metabolism, mm-hmm. this it's really a chemical process where the body changes food into energy. And this also obviously helps the body to do essential functions. So if we look at metabolism, there's basically two things that can happen. We can say catabolism or anabolism. And catabolism is really a breakdown of molecules into simpler substances like carbon dioxide or ammonia. And sometimes catabolism, not necessarily a good thing, especially if we're looking at muscle mass, catabolism can break down muscle. And then anabolism is really where we're building up a little bit. So it's a process where you can make energy with mm-hmm. complex mm-hmm. molecules such as proteins. Yeah, so that's... It's a little bit complicated if you look at the definitions, but it's basically, it means our body's got the ability to break down or to build up. Mm-hmm. And if we look at metabolism in general, it basically plays a role in maintaining a lot of body functions, and it's directly linked to your age, your diet, your physical activity, and these things influences the rate of your metabolism. So naturally with age, our metabolic rates decrease, and how we eat can also have an effect on our metabolic rate. And then obviously, if we are physically active and whether I have a sedentary sort of lifestyle, mm-hmm. all of that has got directly a link of how quickly your body can really break down food into energy.
Right.
So if we just look at some of the foods with rumors to boost your metabolic rate, the very first one is green tea. And it seems like green tea is the winner in the weight loss drink category when it comes to your metabolic rate. So it's rich in catechins in green tea. So it's very strong natural antioxidants. So irrespective of the fact that it might have an effect on your metabolic rate, it's very rich in antioxidants, so it helps to scavenge your free radicals, and it prevents oxidative damage to your cells, your DNA, and the cellular function. And then these antioxidants helps to protect the cells and help the cells in the body to function normally, and then obviously keep your metabolism going. So that's more or less the mechanism where green tea work. And if we talk about dose, they're talking about 3 to 4 cups of green tea to boost your metabolic rate. So I think if you are somebody that's not really a water drinker, to make yourself like a green tea mix, really strong green tea that you've steeped for a while, that's maybe a good alternative, because then you sort of get to... Yeah, there's two functions in one go. And then the other thing that can help with our metabolic rate is to eat lean protein. So it can be chicken, it can be fish, it can be egg whites, because if we eat protein, it actually helps to keep our hunger under control, and it prevents us from consuming too much food, and especially that where I quickly want to buy something and unfortunately then it's maybe junk food or not a good option.
Right.
So Yeah, then it helps us to consume less food. And if we don't eat a lot of junk food, then obviously the body cannot store fat. It decreases inflammation and stress in the body. And it can also then help the body cells to carry out function, because protein in general is very important for keeping lean body mass. So as you get older, you actually want to increase your protein amount. You want to increase the amounts of resistance training that you do, because this way you can actually increase your metabolic rate.
Okay.
And if we look at protein dose, so everybody can work it out for themselves, it's about 1 to 1.3 grams per kilogram. So if you weigh 70 kilograms, uh-huh, you at least want 70 grams of protein. So it's a little bit complicated. It doesn't really mean 70 grams of meat.
Mm.
It means 30 grams of meat contains 8 grams of protein.
Right.
So it's a little bit of a math, but that's basically how we will work it out. Then the other one, believe it or not, will be chili. And it's recognized as one of the best superfoods for weight loss. So scientists found that it can accelerate your metabolic rate. It increases thermogenesis. It increases energy expenditure. And it's basically the phytonutrient capsaicin that we get in chilies that's got the ability to increase your energy expenditure and also increase energy expenditure of the fat tissue.
Mm.
And then so it's got obviously in that way a leaning effect that it can utilize the fat tissue and then also helps to regulate insulin levels. So an interesting one, because if you don't like burny food, this is definitely not one. You could probably go to a supplement of a chili extract, but I wouldn't really know how effective that would be, because we don't really know what the quality of that is. Then very interesting, fenugreek seeds. So the Journal of Biomedicine and Biotechnology, they published a study where they conducted, it was an obese rat study, but they found that the seed extract actually helped to improve the metabolism by decreasing adipose tissue in the body, that it increased the amount of digestive enzymes, antioxidants, blood glucose levels, and insulin sensitivity. So obviously, if we also don't stimulate insulin that much, because it's an anabolic hormone, it can obviously lead to obesity. So we don't really want too much insulin production in the body. So it seems like fenugreek seeds has got a really good place. And then water, we all know we have to drink water. So German scientists have found that drinking 500 milliliters of water has got the ability to increase your metabolic rate by 30%. So I think if you sort of make a mix with water and your green tea and you have at least maybe your liter of that a day, it will have an effect on your metabolic rate. And then also yerba mate tea. In many of the weight loss sort of supplements, you would always see yerba mate extract. So you can also drink tea. So I think you can make a decent tea concoction by the look of things. So scientists found that consuming yerba mate 120 minutes before a workout, it improves the satiety levels. It increased energy in people as well as your metabolic rate. So you can make a really good combination of yerba mate, green tea, and your water. And because also I was thinking, we always speak about how much fluid should we consume. So if 30 milliliters per kilogram is the general amount, if I have to drink a liter of green tea and then 2 cups of yerba mate tea and 500 mils of water, it's quite a lot of fluid. So I think the secret comes in maybe making a combination and sticking within whatever fluid amount you are supposed to have. And then it's almost like an old wives' tale, but people always ask about apple cider vinegar. Does it really help? So it does help to boost your metabolism a little bit by balancing your pH levels in the body. And it can also contribute to decreasing your triglyceride levels, decrease then your BMI value. And you only have to have 1 teaspoon in a glass of water of apple cider vinegar for a positive effect. And then coffee is definitely also a metabolic enhancer. So it helps with fat oxidation, and it also increases your metabolic rate. And 2 cups a day seems to be enough, the caffeine and the coffee that you then get from there. So, that's basically the ones that the foodstuffs that we know that can help to increase your metabolic rate. And the very secret is actually not to starve yourself. I know there's lots of people talk about fasting, but if you have regular meals, very small meals, like every 2 to 3 hours, this can actually also help to increase your metabolic rate. So if I have to work out a diet for somebody, say, for instance, with 6,000 kilojoules, if I divide that into 6 small meals a day, you will never be hungry. You will never really crave like foods that's obviously not good. You won't really go to takeaway type of foods. And that way you can increase your metabolic rate, and we can preserve the amount of muscle in our body. And then very important also to get enough sleep. So at least 7 hours of sleep is what's necessary for a positive effect on your metabolism, because it's also the body's way to recover itself to be able to go ahead again the next day. Okay. Yeah, so that's more or less the foods.
The foods. And just a question, when it comes to increasing your metabolism, and maybe not quite related to the metabolism as such, but, you know, a little bit of exercise would probably go a long way to also assist in the whole process.
Yes, definitely key to do exercise, because obviously if you are concerned about metabolic rate, I would assume that you would like to lose weight. And if we think about weight loss, again, we have to get ourselves into a negative energy balance. Right, so if you increase your physical activity and you sort of eat conservatively, that you can be in a negative. So if any conservation of so every single calorie that we can save will contribute to the ability to decrease your weight, even if it's slow. It doesn't have to be fast, but you will definitely see that you will be able to lose weight that way.
Right. And as you say, it's sort of to get that sort of negative figure in the in and out of the energy. So if your metabolism is maybe a little bit on the slow side, you could increase your exercise, which will almost compensate for the slowness as well, because you'll still be burning that energy.
Yes, and also that's where resistance training is quite important, because lean body mass, it's you need quite a muscle mass actually helps to increase your metabolic rate as well. So you can do endurance sort of walking or running or something like that, but a little bit of weight training is a really good way of preserving lean body mass and increasing your metabolic rate.
So it's all related in one way or another.
Yes.
So, you know, don't just think, okay, well, I'm drinking copious amounts of green tea, I don't have to exercise.
No, you might run to the loo quite a bit.
Well, maybe that will be the exercise. You know, in the maybe if the loo's at the back corner of the house, then you'll get all your
you'll get your step count in for the day.
If there's a will, there's a way. Unetsi, thank you very, very much for the information. Very interesting, as usual. And if somebody wants to get in touch, maybe they're busy putting together a plan, or they need to put together a plan, how do they get in touch?
More than welcome to contact me on 084-609-3989, or they can find me on Instagram at Unetsi.
Great. Unetsi, thank you very much. Have a great week.
Thanks so much, Wayne.
Cheerio then. That's Unetsi with today's Nutrition Chat. It will be on our website later on today.